From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of B's.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Benji, meet Conan and Sona.
Whoa, hey guys, hey, Matt, Sona, Conan. Conan had come last. I'm just trying to, you know, get this.
Wait a minute. Benji, I barely know you, and you have terribly dishonored me, and I'm very...
I was giving you the honor credit, you know, like building up to.
Yeah.
No, I could tell. You almost forgot to even mention me, Benji.
And it's really, Benji, really good to see you.
It's really good to see you. Where are you coming from, Benji?
I'm coming from Kampala, Uganda. So all
over
in East Africa. Excited to see you guys, Matt, Sona. Congratulations on the twins. That's quite something.
So thank you so much.
And
thank
Matt,
you.
The baby. I love you.
Well, Matt just had one, so boring. But yeah, Sona really...
He didn't even deliver it.
Yeah, he was in the next room.
As far as you know.
He was in the next room. Building a ship in a bottle. Benji, this is really exciting to encounter someone from Uganda. That's really cool. We shot an episode of a show in Ghana, which is on the West Coast. So I've never been to the East Coast. I'd love to go there someday. I can't believe you know who we are and you're in Uganda. That's so cool.
You're bigger than you think. You really should come this side. You really should come this side. It's fun. It's fun.
And
I loved the Ghana part as well, what you did. That was really fun. Sam Richardson was just flowing with everything.
He's so good. He came with me. He's such a funny improviser. And of course, he's from Ghana. So he was my ambassador and tour guide through that episode, which was fantastic. But you could do that for me in Uganda, you know?
I would love to.
Tell me a little bit about your life. What do you do? What's your life like? What's happening with you right now, Benji?
So I am a cloud consultant. I did do cloud architecture work. That's really designing how things look in the cloud. And now I'm working on cloud finance management. So it's fun. I really love what I do. I work in Kampala, work from home, product of the whole COVID thing. And I work with a team in Geneva and Valencia and Philippines and Panama. So
I love this. It does make me very optimistic about the future. I'm not even kidding about this. I'm sincere that some of the new work that people can do because of the internet and technology, and so many people can work together intimately from different parts of the world. And I think, I don't know, that's very hopeful to me. I love that.
Yeah, it makes you much, much more exposed. I mean, I'm really exposed to a lot of things that go on in the world, and I enjoy my workmates as well. There's different vibes that you get from everyone, and you get to understand, you know, how different cultures work, how different people want to work, different areas want to work. And I'm learning every day. I'm honestly learning every day. But, you know, that's the work side of it. On the home front, I'm married.
How recently did you get married? You seem like a young person. How long ago did you get married?
Well, that's good. I seem like a young person. I got married. I got married 1 year back.
Congratulations! That's new.
Yeah, 1 year and 2 weeks now. So.
Oh yeah.
What kind of wedding was it? Was it religious? Was it an intense ceremony, or was it pretty casual?
So we have three phases to our weddings. It starts with the introduction. That is where I'm actually not allowed to speak during that. The introduction is our parents meeting the other parents. We have someone who comes into as I transliterate it, it's the go-between. So he talks to to both sides of the parents, introduces them, and then we discuss the bride price after that. So that's the first step.
The bride price.
Yes.
Right.
Because you must ceremonially purchase the bride. Is that right?
Yes. And this is
fascinating because Sona went through this as well.
Yeah, so, I did.
Sona had a traditional Armenian marriage and needed to be purchased the day of the wedding. And it's not serious. It's not real. She wasn't really purchased.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, because, you know. Who could meet that price?
You tried to make that a compliment, I think, and then it didn't work. Oh, it wasn't
even,
good.
I didn't even really try, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I remembered, so this is fascinating to me. It was necessary for you to purchase your wife. Is that right?
Yes, it's, well, necessary. Necessary for them to accept me in the family. And I'd also like to know what Sona's bride price was. That's
It's embarrassing. I think it was like $40.
Yeah, she went.
I think it was,
What?
She went real cheap. Sona went real cheap.
Yeah. I'll give you 50.
Sold.
I'll give you $41.99. Just have to beat that 40.
I'm on sale. It's Prime Day.
So you're not allowed to say what the price was, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to say. So usually our payment is in terms of cows because of the tribe that my wife comes from. Mm-hmm. And so each cow goes at about maybe $600. So, it's a pretty tense discussion. You know, I'm seated there thinking this may not work out if they ask for too much. Well, usually it does. Then, but, you know, I'm really tensed up. I remember that day after the negotiations, I slept for 12 hours straight. That's how bad it was. Yeah. So,
well, you know, the other thing, too, is if you get too reasonable a rate, your wife's going to be angry. You know, you'll never hear the end of it. She'll be like, two cows? That's it? what do you, you know, Benji, come on. Really? That's all I'm worth? All I am to you is two cows?
Well, I think the problem is the men in that case, because they're just like, you know, you're worth two cows. You're not even that, you know, worth that much. So I wouldn't worry about her side. I'd worry about the men more.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway... You can't tell us what the actual price was, but apparently it all worked out well. And the ceremony, does her family like you? Now that you're allowed to speak and they can really get to know you for you, do they like you? Has it gone well?
Yeah, they really like me. We go out sometimes, we have some fun, and it's normal now. I mean, there were some tense situations, but everything's normal now. It's just, that's my family. So I have to say good things now.
Well, you just blew it by saying I have to. You better scare up another cow fast, Benji. You are draining goodwill at a rapid rate. If ever you had hit the nearest cattle ranch, grab a couple of
at least a couple of double doubles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you've been married now for a while, and everything seems to be going well in your life. I mean, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, everything's going well. You know, I have to complete that story on the cows because it sounds like I just gave cows one way. But usually we have, so there are three wedding occasions. The second is the traditional wedding where where the bride's father officially hands over the bride to my father. I don't get the bride. And during that...
What?
Yeah. I'm not
She's given to your father?
Yeah. He's the caretaker, and then he hands her over to me.
Oh.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, this is sweet.
This is sounding...
That's sweet.
It is.
Because she's leaving her family and entering your family. I mean, there's a sweetness to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At the time that happened, I had some tears coming down, and I had to just suck them back up. So it was really lovely. And of course, that happened during the COVID lockdown. So that was also another story. We were not allowed to drive or anything. So that was announced the night before the traditional wedding. So,
no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we had organized everything, decor and, you know, the guests are coming. And all of a sudden, the president gets on the TV and is like, you know, guys, no more travel. The Delta variant was really getting at everyone. So, yeah, I woke up and I didn't know if I was going to have a wedding that day till about midday.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you figured it out. You improvised.
We improvised. We managed to get there. Some of us walked to the venue. And did everything from that side. And at the end of the wedding, the traditional wedding, we actually get those cows back. So in terms of gifts.
Okay. All right. You are, can I just say, Benji, you seem obsessed with the cows. You know, let's focus on the fact that you, the love of your life, you know, one day the mother of your children, you union in the eyes of God. Let's stick with that.
The cows.
And wait, stop talking about cows.
I just have one more cow question. If you get your cows back, why are the negotiations so tense if you know they're coming back to you?
Well, sometimes you don't know if they're coming back to you.
Oh,
yeah. You actually don't know, yeah.
Because the cows have a say in it, and if they're happy where they are, trust me, I've read up a lot on this. Were the cows masked? Were they COVID-safe cows? Did they?
Are they vaccinated?
Were they vaccinated? You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss a
beat. You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi. Okay. And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. Yeah. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Mm-hmm. Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan. Come on, if most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to linkedin.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. But it sounds like you all have a sense of humor about these old, I mean, you take it seriously, but you can also have a sense of humor about it, right?
Yeah, I do. And I like that you said I'm obsessed with the cows. That would be something that my father-in-law would be happy about, because on their side, they really love their cows. They won't eat them as much. and they treasure them. So for me to be obsessed, it's me being accepted into the family on that side. Like, yeah, you also love our cows, so we can, maybe they'll give me some after this. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's put in a pitch. Hey, yeah. If you're listening, in-laws, you know, throw a couple of heifers his way.
Yeah. And Benji seems like a good guy. I think he's three cows. I think you should be
three
you should
cows.
Gift him. How many cows do they have, your in-laws? I said, let's enough with the cows. And now you've got me. I'm just giving up.
We're all about cows.
I'm completely giving up. How many cows do your in-laws have?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to say that. But
wait, oh. Because that's not part of the ceremony. I'm just talking about in general. How many do you think they have? Oh, can I take a guess at a number and you nod your head if I'm right?
Yeah.
500.
Oh, yeah,
300.
I was supposed to nod my head. No.
I'll say 60.
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, now that everybody in Uganda is going to know how many his in-laws have, what if they go after their cows?
Oh, please.
I bet that's why Benji wanted to keep it a secret. I would steal cows.
Yeah, but Sona, it's not a secret that they have 60 cows.
Well,
what do you think they're wearing sunglasses? No, cows are, they're pretty hard to hide. You think they're wearing sunglasses and hats? People in that neighborhood know, oh, wow, look, Benji's in-laws. They've got all those cows in that field. How many do you think there are? I'd say about 60. Well, let's get going, you know.
Maybe it's not polite to say. Benji, tell us, why don't you mention how many cows? Is it like saying how much money someone has? Is it polite?
It feels that way. It's like just saying, you know, these guys have this much. And it's...
Yeah.
Well, I want to know how Sona would steal a cow.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Is it hard? I don't know. I've never been around cows. I'm not a cow. I'm guessing you got to bring the proper automobile. would it be?
Yeah, let me suggest the Prius. The Prius is a good cow stealing car.
How about a Miata?
And then you just tie it up on top of the car. You just like a luggage. Oh, I don't know.
No, you don't know.
You know what? I take back my $50 bid.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to bring the trailer and stuff it in there. And then you're out.
You're the worst. You're the worst cow thief I've ever talked to.
You've talked to a lot of cow.
I do
too.
In my day. Yeah.
Oh,
in my day,
you do.
I have.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love talking to you. Is there any question I can answer for you? Because I feel like I'd like to impart a little of my wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know. I mean, I'm really into tech, and I love the advancements that are going on in the world. And I wanted to know what technology field you'd manage to fake your way into.
Wow. Well, I think as most of my listeners know, I'm very tech phobic. Mm. My son, who's 16, is very talented and enthusiastic about computers and coding. And he has absolute contempt for me because I don't know how to open an app. And I often bat at it. Like, you know, I'm like a cat batting at a piece of yarn. I don't know what I'm doing and I'm terrible with tech. So I'm trying to think, I cannot think of a single area of technology where I would be able to pass myself off as intelligent or competent for even seconds at a time. Sona, do you have any ideas? You've seen me. And Matt,
I think that I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think you're really good at bullshitting and like making up things.
Oh, yeah.
So you could walk into the tech company and be like, guys, we got to, you know, do better on these springs. And then, or I don't know. I'm not as good as you. That's why I can't figure it out.
Right,
but you're very good at pretending you understand things.
Don't quit your cow thief day job.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know what? Can I say, Benji... I think Sona's onto something. I would need a couple of key phrases. And as long as I have a few key phrases that maybe you could give me, you know what I mean? Like three or four key phrases I might be able to get by for a while as a cloud computing expert.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I would need you to give me a list of like, just right now,
firewall,
give me a, firewall, what else?
A virtual machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Database.
Black hat hacker.
What's that?
Database. Yeah, just basic. Yeah.
Well, guys.
They're very basic.
Yeah. No, but, and also maybe a couple that are a little fancier than that. Those are pretty standard. You got a fancy one?
Mm.
It can't be cow related.
It can't be cow related. I'm thinking like there could be something cow related.
Don't you think, Benji, you could introduce me? Because I'm sure there are people that you talk to who wouldn't be aware of who I am and do your contacts around the world in different countries. You could say I've brought in a consultant. He's going to be dealing with the issues and here he is. His name's Chris O'Brien and I could pop on. And Sona's right. I am pretty good at bullshitting and doublespeak. So I'd come in and I'd say, guys, good to see you. We are having some issues. Basically surrounding the firewall interactions with our virtual machines.
Virtual machines.
We need to work and try and upload and upgrade our database systems so that they interact across all regional formats. What I'd like to do is begin by having each of you make a presentation to me on how we can achieve these goals in the near term, but also the far term. And I think I could
really
get by.
Good. That was really good.
Yeah.
Besides formats, everything was just
I think I could
and
get
the
by.
Rest of it.
Yeah. And if anything didn't make sense, you could say, guys, he's very sophisticated. Some of the jargon he's using is the latest jargon that you're not aware of yet. So just be patient. Yeah. He'll bring you up to speed. And I think I could get away with it. Well, listen, Benji, I hope someday to get to Uganda because I'd love to meet you in person. Or if you get this way, it'd be nice to shake your hand because you seem like an honorable man, a good man. And I'm so happy that you're, well, trust me, it doesn't mean anything when I say it. Don't get carried away.
So can Matt say it?
Yeah, if Matt says it, it's like sincere and has real meaning. Matt, go for it.
I will say it. I think you seem like a wonderfully honorable man.
Oh, thank you.
And you know the value of a cow, and you seem like a friendly guy, and I would love to shake your hand, truly.
Come over soon.
What's it like, Matt, to have a soul? What's it like? Does it feel good?
It is great.
I sold mine in 1993 to get into television. So Benji, and seriously, congratulations on your new life with your wife. And I do wish you all the best. And do you listen to our podcast? Is that how you know what we're up to?
I listen to it every day. My wife sometimes is just frustrated that she's hearing your voice. And she's, but she loves you. She does have a hate-love relationship with you.
And it's just, what do you mean hate-love? What did I ever do to her? Why does she hate me?
I think it's the jokes, and I love them. So we're always just like, I want to listen to this early in the morning, and she's... You know, she's not a morning person.
this is all different. She doesn't like my jokes? Okay, I'm calling this wedding off. This wedding is off, Benji. It's off. It's over. We're going to find you someone who's a Conan fanatic, okay?
Well, I'll convert her.
Oh, good.
It hasn't happened yet. It's not going to happen.
Trust me. My wife would agree with your wife. She is not a fan. Well, Benji, so nice talking to you. Continued success. Best of luck. And really nice to have you as a friend.
Nice talking to you guys, too. I really enjoyed this.
Oh, this is great. Benji. Thank you, Benji.
It was a pleasure.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.